Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Cost two, three.
Grammy winner Meatloaf died Thursday night with his wife Deborah by his side. Meatloaf's longtime friend and agent, Michael Green, says he was 74 years old. A cause of death is not being released. Austria's lower house of parliament voted on Thursday in favor of making COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory by law for most adults starting 1 February. Austria is a landlocked country between Switzerland and Hungary. Ventura and Los Angeles counties in California violated the Constitution's right to keep and bear arms when they shut down gun and ammunition stores in 2020 as non-essential businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. A federal appeals court made the ruling Thursday. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected lower court rulings stating governments cannot use a crisis to trample on the constitutional rights of citizens. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
As Arizona wants to loosen mask mandates in schools, there is a threat from the federal government to shut down their funding.
Arizona's Republican AG Mark Brnovich is urging Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to not defund Arizona schools as the state encourages anti-mask policies. This comes as the Biden administration targets Arizona and other states they say allocated their COVID relief money to other programs that discourage mask wearing and following federal health guidance. A.G. Brnovich joins Fox Business to weigh in.
What the Biden administration is doing is trying to systematically undermine our constitutional rights, and whether that's, you know, what they've done on the southern border, whether it's nationalizing our elections, and now this attempt to insert conditions into federal statutes that Congress didn't include.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
National Football League playoffs continue Saturday and Sunday. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Giving a report card to President Biden's first year in office, former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro on Newsmax calls the current administration's stock market a slow-moving crash.
To the question of Biden's mental fitness, I mean, you have to even ask yourself the question, why is he holding a press conference to the nation at that time? I mean, there's this thing called sundowners syndrome, right? Everybody knows that people who have like dementia or diminished mental capacity, by the time 5 and 6 o'clock rolls around, they're done for the day. And Biden has a habit of doing all this stuff early. He's not talking to anybody I know in California. I mean, they're three hours behind on that. Eric, the thing, look, there's so much wrong with the Biden presidency. What the immediacy for me, as I watch the stock market basically go through a slow-moving crash, is that both the bond and stock markets are signaling this stagflationary scenario which we're going through. And there doesn't seem to be anybody in the Biden White House who has a handle on controlling either the inflation or stimulating growth. This is what worries me as I see this man who we did not vet properly during the election because the corporate media kind of kept him in the basement, allowed him to stay there. And now, Eric, we're reaping what we've sown.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We are for a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and it's great to have DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I got to tell you, not surprising on one hand, the Democrats couldn't help themselves. I mean, this week we celebrated the birthday and commemoration of Martin Luther King Jr., all these great thoughts, aspirations, and the American people, again, rallying behind a free and fair America. And the Democrats couldn't handle that, and Maxine Waters couldn't handle it herself. She had to come out yelling and screaming, playing the race card, because that's just what they do. Is and it's just I just want to get that race card and return it back to them in a place that's unspeakable.
You put that so elegantly, Bill.
Did I say that right? I mean, I was trying to be.
I don't think Prince Charles could have put it any better in Buckingham Palace than you just did. That was delightful. I think Smokey Robinson said, I second that emotion. And yes. Boy, the Democrats just play the race card every given opportunity. I mean, if you say, hey, what time is it? Oh, it's 12:30 racism PM o'clock. I mean, it's incredible. But she came out the other day, Maxine Waters, on MLK Day. And didn't say that Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are incorrect or mistaken or they need to think harder. She said because they want to preserve the filibuster and not tear that institution down, they don't care about minorities, they don't care about blacks, they don't care about people in their own districts. And, of course, West Virginia and Arizona are not districts, they're states, but let's put that aside. Right. They don't care about people in their own districts who they're going to deny their voting rights and undermine their voting rights. So this is just the typical Maxine Waters. You mean she's just going to like a cobra spitting venom all the time.
Exactly.
And it's just racism for racism, 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 24,
exactly.
7, 365.
Says the woman doesn't even live in her own district.
Well, she loves black folks so much, she moved to Beverly Hills.
Well, yeah.
Black folks there.
Time to move on up, I guess. But,
I guess so.
And why the Democrats there in that district continue to vote her in? I mean, what has she got? A couple hundred thousand votes in her upper left hand vest drawer, like Nancy Pelosi, that just gives her a shoe in all the time. I mean, what a disaster as a representative for the people there. I mean, are they just so blinded, or they just don't care, or they figure, well, the fix is in, so why do anything about it and just continue to put up with her? I mean, how well does she represent the people there in the District of Los Angeles?
I don't think very well. I mean, look, I'm sure the people there believe in things like having more options for how to educate their kids, those who have children. I'm sure they believe in things like entrepreneurship, growing small businesses. I'm sure they like streets that are safe, not dangerous. And yet Maxine Waters is no fan of school choice. Rather than be pro-business, business and pro-small business. She's for raising taxes and increasing regulations. And I believe she's one of the people who led the effort to defund the police, and that usually leads to more dead black and Hispanic people. So
exactly.
Those sorts of things are positions would be good for her constituents. They're not positions that Maxine Waters has been advancing at all, probably anytime.
And to your point about education, I mean, here she's staunchly aligned, as all the Democrats are, with the teachers union that are doing our kids no favor whatsoever. I mean, for all the money, DeRoy, I mean, it's like I do the math, people. I mean, for all the money that we are investing in our children's education, and the best we can do is 27th, ranked 27th in the world in education, are you kidding me?
Yep, you're right about the United States falling down that those international rankings. And I grew up in California, and when I was a kid in Southern California, Los Angeles, the government school system was spectacular. It was the best schools in the country. I'm sure we're number one or two in the nation. Math, science, reading, writing, et cetera. We were, public school was actually a good thing back then. And over the years, it's just gone down, 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 down. And I think the California schools, if I'm not mistaken, I think the test scores are just above Mississippi or just above Alabama, something like that. I mean, they're down at number 47, 48, 49, something like this. I mean, they've gone from the top of the heap all the way to the bottom of the pile.
Yeah. Well, the latest movement from the and the latest movement from the teachers union is who needs stinking tests? We don't need those tests. Get them out of here. You know, because they don't want to be held accountable. But it's clear what they've been doing. And then, of course, you know, people thought for a moment, because of what happened in Virginia, that the critical race theory push would be one and done. No, not so. I mean, what they've done is they just changed the language. They took CRT out. But the infrastructure of critical race theory is alive and well in the educational system. And if parents don't wake up and do something about it and take charge of their children's education full force without compromise, then you deserve what you get.
Yeah, I think people, you know, I think it was Thomas Jefferson who said the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Boy, that's as much true as it is now as when it was said 200 and change years ago. And that's true not just at the national level, that's true at the state level, local level, county level, and even the school board level. And everybody's got to watch the government everywhere, from what Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Joe Biden are doing, to what your governor's doing, what your mayor's doing, what your city council and school boards are doing. You know, the government is almost always everywhere trying to expand, or at least has people in it who are trying to seize more power and seize more control over people's lives. And when the Democrats are there, that's what they try to do full time. I mean, that's what propels them. They love nothing better than to be in position to bark orders at people. And all of us need to be completely aware and cognizant of what these people are doing. Don't assume they're up to any good. Keep it eagle eyes on them all the time. And if they do something you shouldn't be doing, raise a ruckus and raise bloody hell until they stop.
Right, exactly. Well, all our politicians have to be held into account. I mean, there is a chance. I only say a chance because Democrats being who they are, I mean, they're not going to roll over easy on this, regardless of what the projections are for the midterms. But if the Republicans are to take over, we the people cannot allow them to do what they've done before when they've been in office. You know, take over the gavel and be on a different agenda than what they promised to the people. They've got to follow up on what they've promised.
I agree with you on that. And the best way for them to put themselves in a situation where we can expect from them exactly what you described. I think Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell on the Senate side, each chamber should have a contract with America 2 or a pledge with the people, whatever you want to call it, and say, look, we're elected here, the 5 or 10 or 12 things we're going to do, whatever the number is. It should be a small enough number so people can understand them and remember them. It should be simple enough so people can fathom what they're trying to do. They all should sit down in a room or on the Capitol steps, sign this thing in public, and then there will be an agenda on which the GOP can run rather than what we usually do is the Republicans run in 300 different directions, 535 different directions, for one thing. And then if they happen to win the House and or the Senate, then they'll have an agenda and they'll know what to do. One of the huge frustrations I had, and you probably did as well, was when President Trump won the White House and the Republicans won the House, we all expect them to hit the ground running with a plan to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Exactly.
And rather than have a plan to go ready to go on day one, Paul Ryan sort of said, okay, we're here now. What do you think we should do? And they spent 2 years sort of debating and looking at each other and wondering, all right, well, you got a plan? You got a plan? Who else? I will forgive them for not having had a plan until President Trump won. Maybe they thought Hillary Clinton would win, so what's the point? But when it was clear that President Trump won the election, would be in the White House, it was incumbent upon them to sit down in some hard chairs and put together a plan and say, here's our plan, we're going to vote on it, we're going to put it on Donald J. Trump's desk, let's say, by Valentine's Day. As it was, they never got around to it until way into summertime, at which point John McCain came in, turned thumbs down, and killed it in the Senate. That was the end of Obamacare repeal. We can't go through that again. These guys have got to know what they want to do, and on day one, get the ball rolling and get the agenda moving and the program implemented.
Well, without a doubt, we've got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Roy Murdoch is with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. You know, we talked in the first segment, in a sense, on the broken promises by the Republicans. But clearly, Joe Biden has a growing list of we won't talk about lies. Let's just talk about the broken promises that he gave to the people, even from his inauguration.
Well, I think the biggest one, of course, was that he would restore normalcy, bring the country back to some sort of recognizable state after the horror show of the Trump years. And I don't know about you, but I don't know if empty store shelves are normal. I don't really remember seeing that like we're seeing now. This level of crime, I think 16 mainly Democrat or exclusively run Democrat cities broke their homicide records, all-time homicide highs for 2021. Lack of press conferences, this gigantic disaster getting out of Afghanistan. None of that looked normal to me. Maybe it looked normal to you, not normal to me.
No, not at all.
Another thing that he said was, well, we're going to unify the country. We'll all get along great. Well, you know, I see the country divided and largely divided because of things that Biden and the Democrats have done. Divided along the lines of race, divided very much between the vaccinated and unvaccinated, the unvaccinated being treated as sort of like a lower caste of citizens. I think there's obviously political division, left, right, Democrat, Republican. So we're very much a divided country, and poll data shows Americans feeling more divided than before. Moving to the center, he said, I'll be a centrist, I'll move to the center. He's been solid left. I don't see anything centrist or moderate he's done. He's been a far left-wing president with a far left-wing administration. That does not surprise me. I actually bothered to take the time to look at his vote record. And Joe Biden has been a left-wing Democrat his entire career. The idea that this guy was a moderate, middle-of-the-road centrist is one of the biggest myths in American politics. And so many hundreds of millions of people fell for this. And they wouldn't have fallen for it if they'd spent 10 minutes looking at his vote record. He has as U.S. Senator, an American conservative union rating of 13%. That's 1-3. Not, 45 or 50 or 40, but that's sort of in the center. 13, all the way on the left.
Yes,
I believe his ACU rating for his last year in the Senate, which was 2008, was a 0. He got a 0 Club for Growth rating. There's nothing moderate about this guy, so I didn't expect him to be a moderate. What I did think he would be was a competent leftist. I thought he would do terrible things I dislike, but at least they would be done smoothly and managed well and kind of administered in a sort of controlled fashion. And what we've got really is total lack of control, total chaos in pursuit of far left-wing policy, which is, I guess, well, I'm not sure if it's the worst of all worlds. I guess competent left-wing politics maybe is more dangerous than chaotic left-wing politics. But the idea that he was going to be any kind of a centrist is yet another broken promise from Joseph Robinson Biden Jr.
Well, DeRoy, and who told us he was going to be moderate? It was the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these social tech oligarchs. Oh, he's going to be, they help paint the lie and support this delusion. And now what's happening is they're ticked because, it's all people are going, wait a minute, you told us he was going to be there. He's not that way. We're ticked at you. Now what happens is they're ticked at Biden. I mean, listen to what happened just in the last week and how they've come after Biden. I mean, the blades, the swords are coming out of their sheath and they're coming after their very own that they got elected.
Yeah, I think from the standpoint of the left-wing media, I think they expected Biden to deliver on their agenda and their ideas, and he's obviously not able to do so. I mean, he got this infrastructure bill onto his desk and signed in large part because of 13 House Republicans who voted for it, which I wish they hadn't done. But Build Back Better is either dead or in a deep coma. It looks like this, I call it the Vote Fraud Instruction Manual of 2022, this big so-called voting rights bill. That's on life support. It doesn't look like the filibuster is going to be killed, which means that a whole bunch of his other ideas are not going to get anywhere. I don't think they've passed a budget yet. So all these things that the left hope to accomplish, including a lot of left left-wing journalists are not forthcoming. So I think they're very disappointed. I think they're very, very upset. And I don't know if they expected him to be a robust, lively, energetic leader, but I think they all thought somehow or another that he'd be able to get these things accomplished, and he's not. So they're, I think a lot of Americans are disappointed, or I should say surprised. I think that the people on the left are both surprised and disappointed and increasingly outraged.
You know, the other thing that's concerning to me, DeRoy, is his lack of work ethic. I mean, he's hardly in the office. What kind of example is this putting in, promoting downline for all the people in the bureaucracy that we're paying for? What kind of work product are we getting downline from this president because of his lack of attention and his lack of participation and his lack of example of a work ethic? I mean, you have him, he hardly comes to work compared to Donald Trump that maybe got 2.5-3 hours of sleep a night. I mean, there's a clear differential between these two presidents.
I think you're absolutely right about that. I think even people who are detractors of Donald J. Trump and didn't like him and his policies, et cetera, I think even they would concede, you know, the guy was the Energizer Bunny. He was on TV all the time, at the office all the time, didn't seem to take any time off, didn't sleep. I mean, you were getting his Twitter blasts at 4 a.m, you know, for better or worse, but clearly he was awake, versus Biden, who just always looks like he's ready for a nap or he's just gotten up from a nap. I believe he spent 25% of 2021 in Delaware, either at home in his home in Wilmington or his beach house in Rehoboth Beach. So he's not around very much. And in terms of what example it sets, we'll just take a look at Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. He and his husband adopted two kids. And, all right, you take a week off and make sure they're comfortable. Fine. 2 months. He took 2 months, yeah. 2 months off, not while everything's going hunky-dory in the transportation sector, but in the middle of a supply chain crisis with an absence or a paucity of trucks, a limited number of trains, and something like 100 or so steamships or freighter ship. What do you call those? Freighter ships floating off
containers.
Containerships. Thank you, Mr. Winston. Containerships floating off the coast of Long Beach, Los Angeles. And here's another more amazing example. Javier Becerra is the Secretary of Health and Human Services. You think in the middle of a pandemic with everything COVID-19 is doing in this country, the Secretary of Health and Human Services would be out there leading the fight against COVID. Has anybody seen Javier Becerra since his confirmation hearings?
Oh, no.
I heard his name the other day. I thought, oh, yeah, Javier Becerra. I forgot about him. Now, Secretary Azar.
Well, you didn't. President Biden couldn't even pronounce his name.
Yes.
Maybe that's probably why he's missing an action. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's hiding. How can he be the Secretary of Health in the middle of a pandemic and nobody sees your face? It's astonishing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely astonishing.
Wow.
So I don't think the work ethic is being spread throughout the government either.
Well, last 2 minutes here, I did want to address your latest column about Biden having it backwards. He's accusing the Republicans of destroying the democracy when it's the Democrats clearly that have been jackhammering, as you put it, the pillars of America's democratic elections. Break that down for us.
Yeah, the Democrats are very good at psychological projection. If they're screaming about something, that's because, and accusing people of doing it, is because they're doing it themselves. So when they say that, oh, the Republicans are destroying democracy, you know, it's not Republicans who came up with the idea of doing these mass mail-in ballots and just blasting ballots out across a state or counties, as they did in 2020, supposedly as a way of fighting COVID-19. You'd have people getting ballots for dead relatives, people who've moved away. I've got a friend of mine who lives here in New York who's from Nevada. She told me that her parents said that ballots were popping up in their mailbox for her. She's not lived there in 5 years. She doesn't vote there. She votes in New York. She's still getting ballots in Nevada. Lots of other people have that experience. Democrats, not Republicans, came up with this idea of ballot trafficking or ballot harvesting, having campaign operatives and party operatives go door to door and pick up ballots, drop them off by the fistful without telling anybody who they are. Who knows if those ballots are brought in honestly and all delivered, or if they go through, take a peek and pull out the ones that have the, for people who quote unquote vote wrong, open up and correct them to have the right candidate. Maybe they're honest people. They accidentally lose them. They drop them on the way, or they get stuck between the seat cushions in the car on the way to the ballot to the election authorities. The Democrats are the ones who don't like voter ID. They want people to show up on election day, say, my name is Joe Smith, I want a ballot. Okay, here's your ballot, Joe Smith. Well, it turns out his name is actually Steve Jackson, and he's going to go to three or four other places, vote early and often. And if you have same-day registration, which is what the Democrats want, you can do that, and they have no way of stopping. So it's Democrats, not Republicans, who threaten America's democracy.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Grammy winner Meatloaf died Thursday night with his wife Deborah by his side. Meatloaf's longtime friend and agent Michael Green says he was 74 years old. A cause of death is not being released. Austria's lower house of parliament voted on Thursday in favor of making COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory by law for most adults starting 1 February. Austria is a landlocked country between Switzerland and Hungary. Ventura and Los Angeles counties in California violated the Constitution's right to keep and bear arms when they shut down gun and ammunition stores in 2020 as non-essential businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. A federal appeals court made the ruling Thursday. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected lower court rulings stating governments cannot use a crisis to trample on the constitutional rights of citizens. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, the place that is fresh and independent. For those of you that may be hearing a replay of this program that is airing live on Friday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, welcome. Good to have you with us. Just a reminder here, you can be in touch with the radio show and access the plethora of brilliant guests that we have on every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, at BillMartinezShow.com. We thank you for listening and joining in, and let me know your thoughts. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Always good to hear from you. Daniel Natal joins us now. He's the business ethics teacher and a news analyst and commentator for the New American Magazine. Daniel, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill.
I wanted to address something that you wrote about several months ago. I mean, even before January the 6th, regarding a brief history of mob violence. That was brilliant. I mean, there must have been something that said, hey, maybe you should address this topic. Little did you know that a couple of months down the road, there could be some relevance to it.
Yeah, the presentation that I did on it was based on just looking historically at different instances of when a republic degrades into a democracy, which is basically mob rule. Mm-hmm. And so I was reading William Rosen's account of Justinian, the Emperor Justinian, around the year 500. And he basically had to put up with sudden insurrections, basically, like mob violence. People mm-hmm. started burning down buildings. They started beating up random, pedestrians. And so finally, Justinian captures one of the people and says, you know, why are you doing this? You know, why are you protesting? And, you know, the rioters said to a man they were being paid. And he said, well, who's paying you? And then it comes out that it was a number of senators, a cabal of senators who were mm-hmm. trying to right. Destabilize the empire and get rid of them, were paying people to go around, they burnt the famous Hagia Sophia church, as an example, mm-hmm. Destroying, like, everything. And so basically Justinian, he executes the senators. The violence stops immediately, mm-hmm. and he restores the empire, so.
Well, and, I say that a bit of a forecast, but in actuality, you were kind of in the middle of the storm and looking back and of what happened in the Summer of Love. We had, 4 or 6 months of mob rule and nothing was done. Unfortunately, we never found out who was paying the people. You know, we heard Black Lives Matter in Antifa, but that in of themselves wasn't enough to be able to, you know, support the costs of these riots that ended up costing us billions of dollars, not to mention lives.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the persistent theme when you look through history is you realize how absolutely inorganic, you know, these instances of mob violence are, like mm-hmm. whether it's the Jacobins during the French Revolution or whether it's during England mm-hmm. in the 1700s. There was a gentleman named John Wilkes, and he was a radical. John Wilkes Booth was actually named after him. He was a distant relative. And so John Wilkes back in England wanted to depose the king. He was one of many people in Parliament who basically wanted oligarch rule. They didn't want the king to rule, so they would do little things to destabilize and that's one of the reasons, by the way, that the American revolutionaries got their freedom was that the king, as he was trying to hold the American colonies, you know, together, the British Empire, he was being undermined in Parliament by the people who wanted to get rid of him. And so one of the things that they did was they started promoting this issue number 45 of a newspaper written by John Wilkes, the radical. And the people would start, you know, basically beating people up. They would start spray painting 45 on buildings. They captured a diplomat from a foreign country, you know, and they beat him up and threw over his carriage and painted 45 on his on the bottoms of his shoes. Mm-hmm. All these things, and you realize, you know, in studying this, Charles Beard talks about, the historian, that this was paid for by the oligarchical factions. You know, so it was made to look like a popular uprising, but in fact, it was, you know, one segment of the society was trying to depose another segment of the society at the very top.
Well, analyze where America is right now. I mean, there's been demonstration of mob violence. I don't consider, Daniel, and you can correct me if I'm misperceiving here, I don't consider January the 6th, equitable or in the same class of what happened in the Summer of Love with Black Lives Matter and Antifa. That was manufactured. They have since tried to use what happened on January 6th, in my humble opinion, to fit some prearranged narrative. I guess maybe not even so much prearranged as much as a convenient occurrence happened, and they said, "Oh wow, this will fit nicely into our end game result here."
Well, yeah, one of the principal differences is that the people who went to January 6th were not paid. Another principal difference is that they generally weren't committing acts of violence at all. Which is why the government doesn't want videotape being released, because the videotape shows police officers ushering them into the building. No one stormed the building. No one broke into the building. Nobody, you know, did any of the stuff that the media, you know, like, I was reading a book which is called System Error. System Error was written by three, and it just came out a couple months ago, and it was written by three Stanford academics. And in there, they embedded, you know, kind of propaganda. They were like, the atrocities of January 6th, right. The nightmare, murderous violence of January 6th. But when you look at the footage, none of that is in evidence. Right. And the few people who broke a window were associated with Antifa. Mm-hmm. One of the gentlemen, gosh, what was his name? John something, or I can't remember his name right now. But he's a known Antifa member. Mm-hmm. He's an African American young man, and he
yes, right.
The people there.
Well, he was there. Yeah. He was there. He was the one that captured the footage. Sullivan was his last name or something. Yeah, Ashley Babbitt.
God, what was his name?
I thought it was Sullivan. Maybe I'm wrong.
Sullivan. Okay, yeah. Exactly. Okay. And they have footage of him both in his Antifa outfit and in his MAGA, wearing a MAGA hat.
Right
in the day, so they absolutely know, you know, who actually broke windows, and it wasn't Trump supporters. They absolutely know who committed, you know, acts of very mild, you know, kind of, you know, what's the word I should use? It's not even, you know, like violent.
Yes.
But just, you know, public disorderliness. Mm-hmm. Was mostly these agitators who
yes.
were paid to come in and discredit, you know, the Trump supporters. And yeah, now there's emerging evidence that this might be yet another FBI, you know, kind of setup where they're using Antifa or Black Lives Matter to achieve, you know, longer range political goals. And so, yes, it's very disheartening. I mean, the same FBI that's coming after, that's calling parents domestic terrorists for going to PTA meetings.
Yes.
You know, the same FBI. I mean, they have no credibility, unfortunately.
Right. But that shouldn't necessarily be aligned with what happened in the Summer of Love. That's my point. Because, here we are, I think in America, what we got, 500, a little over 500 billionaire oligarchs, you could call them, who have been on the show, expert refer to them as oligarchs here in the United States of America. And these could very well be the oligarchs that have set this whole thing up, you know, going back to, selection of Joe Biden as president.
Well, I mean, the Time magazine had that great story where mm-hmm. they all but admitted that what had happened was, and this is a mainstream periodical, this is not any, you know, conspiracy theory, nothing. And they had this article that was saying that the Chamber of Commerce coordinated mm-hmm. with left-wing activists to basically get the result that they wanted for the election. And so, I mean, this had been, like, if you look at the hundreds of companies that have been funding Black Lives Matter and Antifa, I mean, this is straight from the top. I mean, like, these people they have billions of dollars in slush funds that are going toward these activities. So these are extremely inauthentic, extremely inorganic groups. They're cat's paws organizations from the Chamber of Commerce, you know.
Right.
And it's all tied into ESG. If you look into, I did a report on BlackRock is the...
Yes.
You
got BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. You got those three.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. And so BlackRock, after 2008, all these companies went insolvent. And so the government tapped Larry Fink of BlackRock to basically buy their bonds, their corporate bonds, to keep them alive
mm-hmm.
and on life support. And so Larry Fink did this, but he did it with strings attached. He said,
yes.
I'll give you the money, but you have to go woke. You have to basically, sign up to my ESG program, which stands for Environment, Social, and Governance, Corporate Governance. And this is like basically woke culture. And
wow.
So all of these companies to have their bonds bought.
It's always quid pro quo, isn't it, Daniel?
Yes.
We
got
to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We come back. More from Daniel and Tal after this.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs WhipSmart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance, and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.25%. Yes, 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation, and the financing law, number 603787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back, Daniel Nicol is with us, a business ethics teacher and news analyst, commentator for the New American Magazine. Daniel, right before we went to break, you know, the question was coming up here is that why the alignment of these businesses? We've had other reporting in terms of, you know, Vanguard and State Street and BlackRock. You know, they control, what, something like $30 trillion of assets. So they got a big stick to swing here. And, you know, they're in the newsrooms. I mean, we talk about China's influence. We've been talking about this for a long time and how they've commandeered the newsrooms across the country. I think it's quite noticeable. You can be watching these different shows. Sometimes I think I'm on another channel or, you know, I'm going, wait a minute, I thought I was just watching Fox and it sounds like CNN. And then you go to CNN and it's like they're saying the same thing as Fox just said. And you think, how can that be? I mean, these are two diverse, supposedly, newsrooms, but yet they all are chatting the same talking points.
Yeah, I mean, the so-called conservative media, it has betrayed conservatism in the same way that the so-called liberal media has betrayed liberalism. Mm-hmm. Most of them are just giving kind of corporate, you know, the corporate party line. And, you know, you get red corporate or blue corporate, but it's still corporate. And, but yeah, I mean, what we're seeing, I was just reading a book, The Divine Right of Capital by Marjorie Kelly. Mm-hmm. And she's a woman of the left. She's not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination. Uh-huh. She had an interesting factoid. She said that of the 100 biggest economies in the year 2000, 51 were corporations, right? Mm-hmm. This year, of the 100 biggest economies in the world, 69 are corporations. Wow. Apple just broke the $3 trillion mark. Mm-hmm. Apple, yes, it has more money than England, India, France, Italy, Brazil, go on down the line. BlackRock, as an example, as a corporation, is richer than every country on earth except for the United States and China. So the corporations, we're seeing a shift in power from nation states to corporations. And so that's basically what happened.
Yeah. How do the nation states survive? How do they overcome this? I mean, we see what's happening here in America. You know, the tail is shaking the dog. And, you know, and I want to get into this deal. I mean, what our founding fathers gave us in terms of empowering we the people. That is our prescription. That is our main weapon against these oligarchs. But if we're dumbed down and kept in the dark, and we're confused by all this COVID panic and this narrative and BS that's being put out there, we're missing the point, and we can't unify. But I think that this is starting to turn a bit when we saw what happened in Virginia, where the domestic terrorist mama bears, you know, came out and joined forces, and they turned that government on its head. And this is just a portent of things to come, I believe.
Well, that's what they're afraid of. I mean, mm-hmm. like if you look at the post-World War II period, we had the Bretton Woods economic system, where the United States basically had the global reserve currency. We patrolled all the naval lanes and trade routes, and we gave everybody access to these trade routes, which had never happened before in human history. Usually nations go to war over trade mm-hmm. routes. And for the first time in history after World War II, we said everybody can use them for free. And so basically what happened was they said, you know, we'll open this up to you. You don't have to have big navies. You know, the United States will patrol all this, but you just have to help us with the Soviets.
Right.
The Soviet Union disappeared. And so the whole rationale for that post-Bretton Woods system started to break down. And so what we have is the United States basically, which was taking an economic hit on this global, I mean, they gave up market share mm-hmm. to basically, you know, achieve a security end. And they were giving up, you know, money to all these other countries. So as the system started, it was obsolete, it was antiquated, and Trump and other people, I mean, this would have happened even without Trump. Mm-hmm. We had to basically recalibrate that system so that we didn't keep taking the economic loss. Now, what happened was the corporations wanted to keep that global grid going. Mm-hmm. So even if the United States withdrew from that global grid and we went back to a historical norm, they wanted BlackRock to run the global grid. They wanted some kind of corporatocracy to run it. And so basically they saw Donald Trump as a threat. They were like, no, this guy is not, you know, helping us with this, because we've gotten addicted to the cheap labor. We've gotten addicted to the slaves in Vietnam or slaves mm-hmm. in China. We want this to keep going. We want the raw materials from Africa. If the United States becomes nationalist again and starts looking after its own interests, then this might hurt this global grid that we're addicted to.
Yeah, it changes the whole economic model for them. And this seems to explain and help us understand why they turned so quickly and dramatically on Trump and joined forces and aligned with the Democrats to give us Joe Biden in this faux election. And excuse me for saying that. I know some people get unnerved when, and they just say, well, do you believe that it was a legitimate election? I maintain, Daniel, I don't know. And I think, you know, if the truth be known, a majority of Americans, I mean, even with polling, just don't know. And the government is not interested in doing a deep dive or doing any kind of dive on this and looking at, really looking at the evidence. I mean, here recently, in the last 2 weeks, we had, the Secretary of State for Georgia, who told Trump, no, there's no way. I mean, you know, everything ran perfectly and everything until he saw some evidence, video evidence, of ballot stuffing that was taking place between 2 and 4 in the morning. So he goes, whoa. And then we get another release. I mean, it's almost every week. This is kind of a slow drip, suffering, torturous, painful experience that we're going through regarding this election, where more evidence comes out, and it's just like, you know, people go, okay, but what does it mean? I mean, the courts don't want to pick it up. They want nothing to do with it. They just want us to move on and accept the unacceptable. And the thing that makes it so hard is when you have on top of this, you've got this sentiment And then you have the incompetency of an administration that seems to mess up everything. I mean, it's just like, you know, I think people want to get beyond it, but when they're reminded that they have somebody who's been Peter Principled into the presidency, yeah, and it's questionable, this is painful, and it's causing brain damage amongst the minions.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it keeps coming up over and over again, even from his stoutest allies in the media, his mm-hmm. cognitive decline,
right.
Joe Biden's, like, utter, you know, kind of dotage. And so if Joe Biden actually is in that position, then basically we are in an interregnum period where we don't have a leader.
Right.
You know, we have the appearance of a leader, but it's actually being run from, you know, behind the veil by the corporatocracy is actually running things, and they didn't want someone like a Trump figure to get in the way. They didn't want somebody to actually advocate for their country. Like Adam Smith said that in The Wealth of Nations back in 1776 in the economics book, he said that the least patriotic group of people are international mercantile types.
Yes.
They're, you know, they're in country to country to country to country. They don't have a particular loyalty to a country. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when they saw nationalism, they get scared.
Right.
They do everything they can to quash nationalist movements. And this is why they had to stigmatize Trump. They had to stigmatize the American people. They had to create the narrative of January 6th. You know, this was all part of their terror of actual people running their own country.
Yeah. And anybody would be a nationalist, you've got to align him with Adolf Hitler, right?
Which is ironic because Hitler wasn't a nationalist. Hitler was an Austrian citizen who went to Germany. He was an immigrant. If he were a nationalist, he would have stayed in Austria.
Right.
So this was a gentleman, an immigrant leader, who went to Germany and then said, I want to create an empire. Not a nation, an empire. He was an imperialist.
Yes, exactly.
An immigrant leader of an imperialist empire.
You see, but when people don't know history, Daniel, you can feed them anything you want and make it fit your narrative. This is the problem that we're having right now, and more, this is where people are getting increasingly irritated, is saying you're lying to us. We just don't trust you. The institutions of our government are all corrupt. I mean, here we are. We're looking at the FBI. Did they? How involved in January 6th were they? Were they as involved as they were in the abduction of
exactly.
You know, Michigan's governor? I mean, you know, it's like
exactly where they don't actually solve crimes. They create crimes to get more funding.
Because right.
They can pretend just through the media that they, oh, look, we've done this high-profile case, and then you scratch the surface and you discover that they were the ones who actually manufactured the you know, so that they could flamboyantly pretend to have gotten bad guys that, you know, actually turn out to be, you know, mentally handicapped people or people that they set up and framed, you know. So it is. It's, I mean, we've gotten to the point. We have to remember as a people that the FBI is not in the Constitution.
Right.
The CIA is not in the Constitution. These are not... You know, this is not what our social contract, you know, extended to the people, you know. So these are not institutions that are unassailable. And I think that's what, you know, Kennedy, you know, like was a main threat to that. And I think we should start seriously considering as a people kind of, you know, paring down. If we want to cut government waste and spending, maybe we should get rid of organizations that do fake terrorist, you know, attacks.
Right. Well, you think that might be a good start. I've been saying for a long time, Daniel, that we needed to call time out on this government and almost approach it like a Chapter 11 process. You know, or we just come in, you know what I mean? And line by line, go in there and take a look at these things that are, you know, they're either serving the people, they're not serving the people. Let's get it back in alignment with the U.S. Constitution. A novel concept. But, you know, meanwhile, you've got these oligarchs that are out there that are aiming us toward a one world government. And they've got a lot of power and a lot of influence. So how do we, the people, you know, fight back, Daniel?
Yeah, exactly. That was a brilliant analysis. I'm going to steal that from you, by the way. The
okay. By all means.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that they fear is the thing that nobody else fears, is tax-paying, lawn-mowing, rule-abiding Americans who show up at PTA meetings. This, to them, is their bill. Like Al-Qaeda does not scare them. People who decapitate people do not scare them. What scares them are ethical, well-intentioned, honest citizens. that terrifies them. They want us to be consumers. They want us to be cut off from each other. They do not want us to come together, which is also why they have these fear narratives. So fear your neighbor, you'll die of a disease if you go anywhere near a neighbor. You know, so we have to start coming together as a people again. And I see it happening.
Yes, I'm starting to see it as well. I agree. Well, this is the United States of America. Think about it. This isn't about politics. This is really about our very existence. And my prayer and encouragement to everyone is that we all bond together to what brought us together when it all began. Daniel Natale, thank you for being with us.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer.